The Indians are entering a crucial part of their up-and-down season. The team has 6 weeks to distance itself from the rest of the AL Central Division for a return trip to the playoffs. They're now riding a 5-game win streak and up 6 games over the Twins and the Royals. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this always seems to be the time of the year when the Indians get hot.
And I think it's a sign of both the front office and manager Terry Francona working together. Mm-hmm. 2013, Francona was hired, and they're going to have their 5th consecutive winning season.
It's been a pretty good run.
It really has. And remember, nobody saw this coming, at least I don't think they did, because they had been losing, you know, more than 90 games, which is basically a very bad sign in baseball, mm-hmm. for 3 of the previous 4 years.
Right. So now what happens here in the second half of the season?
Well, welcome to the real pennant race. They go to Minnesota, go to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Here's what could happen this upcoming week. The Indians could really, say, win 5 out of 7 or something like that.
And really be on a roll.
Yeah, be up 8-10 games, something like that. Or they could have one of these, you know, how they sort of be driving around the interstate, just seem to pull straight right into the median strip and flip over.
Right.
They've done that for a week. They have a week to forget.
Uh-huh.
So this is a key part of the season for them. How are you going to handle the teams in your division? Generally, the front office makes midseason moves. Last year, who was the big one they got at midseason?
Andrew Miller. The relief pitcher.
Right. This year,
they got Jay Bruce.
29 homers from the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up almost $4 million in salary to add to the payroll. Of course, that's a difference now, too, the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're spending.
Paul Dolan, the main owner, you know, he added a minority investor named John Sherman. And the Indians say that's not the reason they're spending more, but certainly when a guy comes in with some fresh cash, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Dolan told me when I did this long interview with him in spring training, he runs every decision past John Sherman. He says, we've almost become like partners.
Oh.
And I think Sherman might be a little bit more, hey, man, you got to go for this. You know, this is our shot. So I think that has entered in. And also I think Paul Dolan feels, more confidence in the front office with Chris Antonetti, the trade he's made, and in how Terry Francona will use it. In other words, this money could be well spent. It's not just buying a guy to buy a guy.
So all of the ingredients are kind of coming together at the right time.
Exactly. Now, the Indians could go out and have a lousy 6 weeks, and that'll be the end of it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
You need Edwin Encarnacion, the big sign over the offseason, to really come alive. You need Jay Bruce start playing well. Do you think that he will?
He's off to a good start. And Bruce brings something that they had with Mike Napoli before. Last year, remember the party at Napoli's and that, sort of an older slugger. Some personality. I'm watching Jay Bruce since he came in. Now, first of all, Bruce knows all the Indians guys because the Indians and Reds, where Bruce spent most of his career with the Cincinnati Reds, they share a training complex in Goodyear.
Okay.
They play all the time. They play like 6-8 times in spring training. You see these guys before the game. They're talking to each other. They probably go out to eat together. You know.
Yeah.
So he knows a bunch of these guys, which, by the way, was an ingredient. They wanted to bring in, quote, the right type of guy.
It does seem like he's fit right in.
He has. And you notice on dugout, he's talking to Kipnis. He's talking to these different guys. And he's talking the game, too. That's what the Francona today is impressed by. They've been hot since they got him, and I don't think that's an accident. I think he just added a little more sizzle to this.
So really, the front office seems to be putting the pieces in place. Now it's up to the players.
Exactly. And ownership. Hey, the Indians have about $130 million payroll now. It's best or highest in franchise history. So really, it's up to the guys. I mean, you look at the roster, and they've had a weird year with some injuries and things, but my goodness, they are by far the best team in the Central Division.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you almost want to just like bang their heads together and say, just go out and win these games. You're better than these guys. Go for it.
But the key for the Indians is they have to win these series in their division.
Yes, that's how you just could blow it wide open. I mean, it should be a lot of exciting baseball to watch. You know, these games are a big deal.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what he liked from the Browns' first preseason game.